Today's daf in Masechet Gittin is daf Yud Beit, and we are holding in the middle of the sugya as to whether you would. The last thing we had was the question of whether Lagabe Peya, you would have a right to be Zoch and Peya for someone else. How did we get to that question? Because we had a machlokas in the Mishnah whether it's considered to be the Zoch and Liadam Shelo Befanav. In the case where you were Zocha, you were a Shliach, and you didn't get yet to the person that you were supposed to bring a get Shechra to, and we had a machlokas in the Mishnah between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, whether the one who sent the get Shechra can have Charata before the get arrives. So according to Rabbi Meir, it's exactly the same as a get to a woman. The husband can change his mind. Here, too, the owner of the Yevet can change his mind. Mashenkin, according to the Chachamim, they say, well, how could he change his mind? Since there's a din of Zoch and Lodam Shelo Befanav, so he can't change his mind because this person is Zoch for that Yevet. So then we got into the question of, if that's the case, it means that since he's being Chavla Cherim, in this case he's taking it away from the Odin, are you going to say a Tefis Lebal Chov is in fact able to be Chavla Akherim, and we wanted to say that actually maybe the reason here is because saying the word Tnu is the equivalent of saying Zachu. So the Chov of the that is being Nigram to the owner of the Eved is not important here because he was Mavater on it. He said, take the get, I don't care, you be Zocha, do whatever you want. Mashen came by an Isha, obviously the woman does not want to be divorced, and therefore it's not considered to be a Schutz. So we didn't have a Raya from the Mishnah, we started looking all over the place, and we ended up going to the Din of Peya. Yesterday the Gemara was Deicha, Lagabe the Din of Peya, that there's another issue. Either there's a Gzerata Katuv that says Le'ani, which is a special chiddush, you're not allowed to start deciding how to take the payah, to whom to give it, or also because there was another issue in which you always have the possibility yourself of being zocha, if you wish, in the payah by being mafka your nechasim. Those were the two things we left off on, and we did not yet have a raya to this issue. Now, it said in the Mishnah that we had a little bit of the discussion between Rabbi Meir and the Chachon, we'll have more of it later today. But he says, look, if a guy would not want to be Mezinat Avdo, he could. So therefore, you're not really being mafsin him anything, because it's kulei eschus for him. That's what the Chachon were tithing. So it means the Odin doesn't have to feed him. So doesn't that mean, says the Gemara, Shmamina, so we're up to here to the two dots now, first two dots, one quarter of the way down. So you see from here, says the Gemara, if the Chachamim say that a get shichur is considered to be a schus because anyway, the Odin doesn't have to feed him, so apparently that means that an Odin can tell an Eved, Yochal Arav Lomar LeEved Asei Miveni Zancha. If you have an Eved Kanani, you can say, look, since when do I have a chiyuv to take care of you? You're an Eved. So you work for me as an Eved, and as far as how it is you'll survive, that's not my problem. You can go around and bang on doors and ask people to be merachim you. I have an even better idea. You can go into every shul, make sure that nobody davens until they give you money, and then you pay protection money. They'll have to pay protection money to be able to be mispalel. That's a fantastic way. Even though they won't get a schus of tzedakah, because be'etzem they're paying for the right to daven, but it's still, you know, for you it's cash. So therefore, you can always do that. I mean, that's what half the world survives on in some places. So I say that because of that, it's not considered to be in any way a chov to the Eved to go free. So you have a clear raya. Now that is a major issue elsewhere. And it seems from this Mishnah that exactly is what the Chachamim are saying. Not necessarily, says the Gemara. Maybe we're talking about over here, Chachamim Askinan, that the Rav did not say, work and bang on the doors. He said, work for yourself. Say ma'aseh adecha, b'lemizonotecha. So therefore, if the Eved anyway is going to be providing his own food out of his own work, and he's not getting anything extra from the Rav, so therefore, Taina the Chachamim, what's the difference to him? The only difference to him is that now he's free. So that's a Maila. His life is in his own hands. So how could that be a Chov? Therefore, a Get Shichur is the opposite of a Get. A Get is a Chov to the Yisha, because her husband has to give her food. But a Get Shichur is a Schus to the Eved. Says the Gemara, okay, let's consider that for a minute. You're saying that all the Chachamim mean to say is that if the Odin had said to the Eved, you pay for your own food out of your own work, that and only that is the case where it's a chayv to the where it's not a chov in any way, but to an isha it is a chov anyway. Now, I don't understand, because we would have to now contrast the two cases, the isha to the eved, right? So that means we have to be talking about the same case. I mean, we can't change the case and then say for the isha it's a chov and for the eved it's not. So now, if you're telling me, it smells like something's burning. If you're telling me that we're talking about a case, please check, there's something burning, that we're talking about a case over here where you tell the Eved, asei mi, you didn't say asei mi veni zancha, you said you pay for your own food out of the work that you do yourself, right? Then that has to be exactly the same case that you said to the woman. In other words, the Baal, the issue of the Baal and the wife is the same as the issue as the Rav and the Eved, correct? So if the case, because we're contrasting the same two cases, and we're saying in the case of the Baal, it's a chov to the wife, and in the case of the Rav, it's a schus to the Eved. That's what the Chachamim are claiming. So they have to contrast precisely the same case. Okay, what is precisely the same case? That the husband told his wife, you use your salary to use for your own mizonos, right? But then, if that's the case, the Kavatalagabi Isha would be talking about keep your salary and pay for your own restaurants. I understand. So then, if that's the case, what would be wrong with that? A Baal can say that. He can tell his wife. I mean, the only reason we were mitakein that a husband takes the salary of his wife is because he's providing mizonot. But if he is willing to let her keep her salary and let her take care of herself, so that's fine. So in that case, why wouldn't the Baal be able to say tzima seyadayik remizonotayik? And in that, if that's the case, so then there shouldn't be any difference again between the Odin and the Eved and the Baal and the Isha. Says the Gemara, well, I mean, it's talking about over here that she didn't make enough money for her food. So, but all sipka. No. So then that has to be the same case. I keep telling you, it's got to be exactly the same case. So then that means the case where the master says to the Eved, you work for yourself and pay for your own food, has also got to be talking about where the master said to him, you keep your pay, so to speak, and pay for your own food, but the guy couldn't afford to buy enough food for himself, right? So then it would also be that it was not must speak. But I thought if that's the case, then it's considered to be his chiyuv, because otherwise he's saying, I'm not feeding you. Says the Gemara, what's the matter with you? A husband owes his wife food because of the chiyuv of she'irak shutav onata, correct? She has to have enough to live on. She's mechuyev her mizonot. But an Odin is not mechuyev mizonot for his Eved. He only can take mizonot from his Eved if he's getting some profit from his Eved. If the Eved's work is insufficient to supply him with food for himself, so what, I'm mechuyev to give you from tzedakah? What, are you crazy? What do I get out of having you as an Eved? And therefore, Eved, an Avda, the Nahom Karsilo Shavya, if an Eved is not making enough to cover the rumblings of his own tummy, so then, Lamori Lamarati, Lamai Midboy, why would his master or mistress want him in the house? But I got to keep him here to feed him more than he's worth? You croak with him? Of course not. So in that case, Enochinami, for the Eved anyway, say the Chachamim, you don't have to feed him. But in that case, the Baal to the Isha does have to feed her. So Lamaisa, for the woman, it would be a chov to get a get, because then she doesn't have any backup and the husband doesn't have to feed her. If she won't have enough money to feed herself or she gets sick or something, she'll be in big trouble. So it's a chov for her in pure bottom line sense to get that get. So Mimela, we do not have a raya from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah, the Machlokas Rabbi Meir and the Chumran, might indeed be talking about a case where he specifically said, you take care of yourself. Okay, let's see if we could bring a raya from a braita to the question. But we've gone off a bit on a tangent over here, because we started with the issue of just the general question of whether it's a schus or a chov for the Eved versus the Isha to be free and get a get shechrur. From there, we went into the question of what the meaning of the Mishnah is in the Machlokas Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, when it says the Adin anyway doesn't have to feed him, whether it means in general or whether it means specifically in a case where the Adin said to the Eved, listen, you can keep your own work and do it for yourself. And it's only the contrast between an Eved and an Isha in that case that's important. So we don't have a raya. But meanwhile, we want to know, what's the bottom line about that question? Can an owner say to his Eved, the fact that you are my Eved does not ipso facto mean that I have to take care of you? There's two completely different issues. Again, I'm married to me, buddy. So as long as you can survive, go banging on doors or use the old, you know, protection money trick to allow people to daven in peace, you know, that they're going to have to pay you off. And then you'll get enough money. You just stand in the show. People know they won't be able to daven unless they get rid of you. So that would always be an eitzah for making money. So let's see if we have a riot. We don't have a riot to that question, which is technically called Yochel Rav Lomar LaEved Aseim Iveni Zancha. What is the din about that question? So here's an interesting braita. An Eved kills someone b'shogeg, and being as an Eved, of course, has the same din as a woman Yisraelite, so he goes to the Arei Miklat, just like any other Jew. And what's the din of the owner of the Eved in terms of his need to supply that Eved with food in the Arei Miklat? So it says over there, in Rabo Chayav Lezono. First of all, the owner of the Eved does not have to take care of him, and not only does he not have to take care of him, but if that Eved gets a job and he works, the owner, wherever the owner lives, 500 miles away, wherever he is, he gets the salary check. So ma'aseh yadav l'rabo. So you see from there, if that's the case, that the Rav is taking the money and he's not paying the Eved anything for his food, which must mean that yochol Rav lomar l'Eved aseim iveni zancha. Otherwise, how could you have it both ways? You can't have your cake and eat it too. If there would be a chiyuv of taking care of the Eved, must be there is no chiyuv. No, says the Gemara. How do you know that it's not talking about the same answer we gave before about our Mishnah? Maybe it's talking about Achmai Askina, that the Adin had said to the Eved, Aseimin venizancha. No, that wouldn't be good. He said, Aseila atzbecha, make your own money and eat whatever you make. Okay, in that case, he doesn't have to give him anything for mizonot. Says, come on, what are you talking about? That's exactly what it says it's not talking about, right? It says, Ma'aseh Yadav, go to the Rabo. If the Rav is telling him, use your own salary for your own food, how the heck could his salary check be sent to the Rav? You can't have it both ways. So then, Ma'aseh Yadav, Amayla Rabo, why in the world would the master get that extra money? No, it doesn't mean he gets his entire salary check. It means that he gets the salary check minus the allowances for food. So lahadafa, where he's getting a check that is larger than his own requirements for food, so then the Adin gets the rest. Well, I should hope so. I don't know, pshita, obviously. If all of the Eved's needs are taken care of, why the heck would you think that he's, all of a sudden he's not an Eved? Because he's in an Arei Miklat. I mean, what's the Kiddush? Of course he has to pay it. No, because I might think that since Kiva Dechiletle, if the Eved wouldn't have had enough money for his mizonot, so Lo Yaiv Mine, at Lo Yaiv Le, you wouldn't be Mukhiyev to give him mizonot. So then in a case where he has more than his mizonot, you also shouldn't be able to take it from him. Because basically, in this case, what you're doing is, you're not really giving him a reliable parnassah. That's what you're saying is, normally I'm taking care of you. What I'm saying now is you take care of yourself, and the only reason I can say that is because you have enough. Now, that's all very nice, except for one minor problem. And that is that you are basically surviving hand to mouth. In other words, if tomorrow you get fired from your job, or there's a strike, or you get sick, you're going to starve because you have absolutely nothing to fall back on. So I might think under these circumstances, if you make a deal like that, then it includes, of course, the fact that on days where I make a little bit more, I can put it away to provide for me on days when I don't have any work, right? I mean, you can't tell me I want every cent, and there, if there's a problem, we'll worry about it then. Kamash Malan, that you can. Then, in fact, the fa belongs to the Rav, and it doesn't matter. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, the fact that the man is in an ir miklat is totally irrelevant. Not so? Who cares if he's in an ir miklat? You're telling me the case is that it's not yochal rav lomar levet asei miveni zamcha. It's simply the case where he told him, tse'e ma'asei adecha b'mezanotecha. Now, can you explain to me why we thought up this nutty case of the eved who murdered somebody by accident and is in an ir miklat? I mean, that's totally irrelevant. We're talking about a general halacha here. So then ask the Gemara, why did we pick such a weird case? Ma'ishna l'arei miklat. Ah, that's telling me, agav, a very interesting additional chiddush. Because the pasuk says, beferish in an ir miklat, it says, v'nas alachat min ha'arim ha'el v'chai. V'chai, what do you mean v'chai? V'chai means, normally, make sure that this guy has a broad chiyut. In other words, you are mechuyev, ovid lechiyut etvei. Give him, take a sense of responsibility that this person feels secure, that he should have chiyuta. Kamash malon, that's not what it means. And indeed, the Gemara Darshans and Makas, all kinds of fascinating things about the halach of the of a Talmud that's got a little miklat, and there's a Rav, you know, that the, how's he going to live if he doesn't have his Talminim, if a Rav is got a little miklat, but it doesn't have to do with providing him additional mizonot. Fine. All right, ask the Gemara. Yeah.
Didn't we say that the concept of the Eved would prefer to be an Eved with all his side benefits? Now we're talking just about...
Yeah, we haven't finished the sugya yet. I keep telling everyone, you got to give the Gemara a chance to work it out. Just because we know what's coming doesn't mean we can't live through the steps to get there. Otherwise, what kind of lives would we have? Good Lord, we know what's coming. So who would bother living? But that's the pshat. You got to go through life anyway, right? Okay. So, therefore, let us do so. Says the Gemara, once this is true, that we're talking about a case over here of the Eved and the Ir Miklat, can I point out to you that there is a continuation of this sugya in the Braita? Look what it says over there. It says that a woman, somebody's wife who's galta la'arei miklat, there her husband is chayav to give her mizonot. Now, if he is chayav b'mizonot, then obviously it cannot be talking about the case where he said, delo amar la, where he did not say, tzi'i ma'asei adayach l'mizonotayach, correct? Because if he had said it to her, he amar la, so then again, it's not his problem. So Ba'ala my chayav. Now we're taking over here the same approach. Barnea, are you in the Daf Yomi in order to learn? What's going on over there? I'm sure there's all kinds of fascinating things in the kitchen and delicious breakfasts and so on. But, you know,
it...
Okay, but don't you get suspicious when there's very special requirements for functionality? I mean, we do have doctors available in the old city and so on. But actually, Rav Barnea, as is typical of him, chooses his words wisely, because that turns out to be part of the sugya today, as we'll see. Is indeed Hegdesh, which is what Rav Barnea is involved in right now, right, eating from Hegdesh, is Hegdesh Necha that Rav Barnea should get fatter? And that is something that we will talk about. So, since... by the same token that we had before, our interest in comparing the Evet to the Isha in the case of the gate and a gate shechrur, over here we are also in this Braita comparing an Evet to a Rav in the case of Ir Miklat to the case of an Isha and her husband in an Ir Miklat. And once again, that implies that the two cases, in order to be a proper juxtaposition, obviously have to be exactly the same case, right? So if in the case over here in the Braita, the Seifa talks about a woman, and it says that her husband is Chayev for Mizonot, then it's not possible to say that the husband said to her, you work and you can keep your salary for your mizonot, because if he had said that, which is what you claim the Rav had said to his Eved, if he had said that, then indeed he would not be chayev b'mizonot. In which case, if the seifa about the woman is talking about the lo amarla, that the husband did not say to her, you keep your money and feed yourself, then that means the Reisha about the Rav and the Eved is also talking about Reisha Nami de Lo Amarle. The Rav did not say that to the Eved, in which case we're back to what we said before. That if the Odin is not Chayef to be made in his Eved, even in a case where he did not say you can work for yourself, and he wanted to keep every penny of the salary, so there you go. So now we have a proof that Yochol HaRav Lomar La'avdo Aseimi Ve'ini Zancha. You know, that's what we were looking for. And you can no longer try to get out of it by claiming that, no, that's not the case. It's talking about a case where the Rav said you can keep your work and so on, right? Answers the Gemara, not necessarily. It may well be that the case is that the Baal had told his wife, Tzi'ima aseyadayich lemizonotayich da'amarle. But the reason that he would still have to feed his wife despite the fact that he said that is because it's talking about where she's not making enough money to cover her food. In the same case, indeed, with an Eved, the Eved's not making enough money to cover his own food. But as the Gemara said before, an Eved who doesn't work enough to cover the rumblings of his own stomach does not have any tviot against his own Odin, obviously, because he ain't worth nothing. Okay, so that applies over here as well, says the Gemara. You're running yourself into a corner, because look at the continuation. The continuation of the same bright of the woman who is stuck in the Ir Miklat says that im amar la tzima seyadayach mizonotayach rishay, that had he said to her, you can work for yourself, he can do that, and he does not have to provide for a parnasa. But if that's the case, obviously the Reisha was talking about that he did not say to her, Tzi'ima Aseyadayah, Delo Amar La. And if the Reisha's Delo Amar La, we're back again. That means to the Rav, to the Eved, also didn't say. So why does he have a right to keep his salary and not give him any food? Because apparently, Yochol Rav Lo Amar La Avdo, Aseimi Veni Zancha. There you go. So if you're going to try to keep it parallel, you're going to run into a problem. Answers the Gemara, no. The entire Braita was talking about Tzi'ima Aseyadayach Mizonotayach, or Tzi'ima Aseyadecha Lemizonotecha for the Eved. The whole Braita is talking about that. The reason that it said in the Seifa, Im Amar La Bala, doesn't mean if the Odin said that. Of course he had said that. The whole Braita didn't make any sense unless he had said that. But what it says is, if there was enough in her salary that the meaning of Tzi'ima Aseyadayach B'mizonotayach would cover everything, so then Rishai, then he can do so. That's all that it's talking about. Says the Gemara, well, if that's what it's talking about, then what's the Chiddush? If it's Misapeket, so Maila Meimra, I understand, he's not Chayev to me. Of course he's not Chayev. I mean, what does that have to do with an Ir Miklat? What does that have to do with anything? That's a Din in Ksuvos we had a million times. That's one of the Tnaya Ktuva, which means only that he has to take care of her and therefore gets her salary. Obviously, if she has a salary of her own, he's not, what's there to take care of? Ah, because I'll tell you, I might have thought that the case of an Ir Miklat is different. Why is it different? Because let's recognize that part of the horrors of going into Galut for killing someone is that you're basically in a place where you don't know anybody, you're in a completely new environment, and you're being left to the mercy of the wolves, right? So I might have thought, look, you can't tell your wife to go out to the working marketplace in that kind of situation to go get a job. Because I would have thought, kok fuda bat melech pnima. I mean, a woman is not expected to go out there to the wolves of Wall Street, and certainly not to the wolves of the Ari Miklat. So therefore, maybe in such a case, a husband can't say, go get a job. Kamash Malan, even so, the husband is Rishoy to say, go get a job, despite the fact that the woman doesn't have any connections, despite the fact that she doesn't know how to get around, and that she has to leave gingerbread crumbs in order to find her way back to the place where she's staying at the YMCA at night. Whatever it is, he still has a right to say, you make your own money and worry about your own food. Now, that's certainly a chiddush, right?
Doesn't she have to agree?
No. No. Yeah, but that's only in exchange for her parnasa. Only in exchange for her salary. If he says, look, you make enough money. What is it? Not my problem. Says the Gemara, is it shayach that this machlokas about whether, that this question about Rishai Arav Lomar Le Avdo Asemi Veni Zancha is indeed a machlokas tanoim? Lemakitanoim. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, in a case where it's a tough year and there's very little food available because of Shnei Batzoret, Yochal Eved Lomar L'Rabo B'Shnei Batzoret, look, master, O Parneseini, either give me food or free me. Hotzieni L'Cheirut, which we assume means not Hotzieni L'Cheirut, it means, let me work for myself. Right? I mean, why would you be able to say, free me? I'm not free me, but free me from the need to work for you so I can make enough money to eat something. Whereas the Chachamim say, no, it's up to the Rav. Now, I'm assuming that means that they're arguing about this question. Apparently, the Chachamim hold, Yochel, meaning Yochel Rav Lomar Lavdo Asemi Veni Zancha. And Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, Mar Savar Eino Yochel. You don't have the right to say, keep working for me and go bother everybody in davening to give you money. You can't say that. So, apparently it's about Chlokas Tanoim Mamish. Says the Gemara, let me ask you something. You think that's the meaning of this Braita? Why would the Eved use the Braita use the words that the Eved has the right to say, Hotzieni L'Cheirut? What do you mean, Hotzieni L'Cheirut? It should have said. Instead of saying, O Parnaseini, O Tzieni L'Cheirut, what should it really have said? O Parnaseini, O Tainli Maaseyadai B'Parnasatimi Boilei. Are you saying, I certainly don't have the right to demand of you that I get freedom. I have the right, even if you hold that Eino Yochol Lomar, that Aseimi Veni Zancha. So what does that mean? You can't have both. You can't have both my work and not have to give me food. Fine. So the most I could say to you is, okay, so don't take my work. Let me go work and make money enough to be able to eat. Furthermore, if the issue is what you're claiming, the fact that it's Shnei Batzoret is completely meaningless. Who cares if it's Shnei Batzoret? We're arguing about a simple question as to whether an Eved is not capable now of eating enough can tell the Adain, I need to work because you're not giving me food. That's all. Nothing to do with Shnei Batzoret. So obviously, you're missing the main point over here. The point actually is, Ela, it's got to be that, in fact, an Adain has no right to say to his Eved, I say, imi ve'eni zancha, according to anybody. It's talking about over here that the Rav did not say that. The Rav said, "Say maaseh yadecha lemizonotecha," as we said in every other case. But the problem is that it's a shnei batzoret, and in a shnei batzoret, he was not able to make sufficient money to cover his food because the food costs are extremely high, because food is very difficult to come by. So Rav Shimon ben Gamliel holds that you can actually say, "O parnaseni otzeni l'cheirut," literally, free me. Why free me? Because if I'm an eved, and people know I'm an eved, I am the last guy on anybody's list of who to give tzedakah to. Everybody says, "Well, I'm going to start being mefarnes over here, the avodim. We have enough people from choshev families that don't have enough to eat. I'll take care of them first. If at least you'll give me a get shichur and I'll be a free man, so then I can come in and I can start fighting with people about I won't let you daven unless you pay me and so on." Okay, so over there there'll be merachem alai. Rabbanan Tzafi, the Rabbanan say, "Look, you have not really come to understand the nature of the bleeding heart. People who have bleeding hearts, they don't know the difference between who their heart is bleeding. It bleeds for everybody. These people are crazy. So anybody who's merachem on Bnei Chori is merachem on Avadim also. These idiots will probably give money to Arabs if they ask them for money." Fine. Anyway, so we don't have a raya from here. So let's see if we can bring another raya about whether Rishaya Rav Lomar Lavdo Asemi Venizantcha Tashma. The Omar Rav HaMagdish Yedei Avdo. Somebody gives the value of the Yadayim's product to Hegdash. What is the din of anything that those Yadayim make? It goes to Hegdash. In which case, the Eved will have nothing to eat. The Eved can go ahead, take a loan, and he will be able to eat using the money of his loan, and he will be able to work and pay back the loan, which of course makes no sense, because whatever he makes with his work has to go to Hegdash. So how can it go for the loan? All of this the Gemara will explain, right? But in any event, if we're talking about over here that the Eved doesn't have what to eat, then how in the world did the owner give the value of his work to Hegdash? Unless, of course, the owner has a right to the work of an Eved, even though the Eved has nothing to eat, which proves that Yochol Rav Lomar Lavdo Asemi Veni Zamcha. You can have it both ways. You work and all of your life's work goes to Hegdash. And as far as eating is concerned, get up early enough to make sure that anybody who wants to daven nates can't unless he pays you protection money. And that way you have it both ways. So then otherwise how do you understand the whole thing? Says, "Well, no, I have my own standby. My own old standby is that it's talking about that actually he is giving him money in this case. And that's not the issue that he doesn't have what to eat." I understand. What do you mean it's not the issue he doesn't have what to eat? You just said he should take a loan to be able to eat. Now you're telling me he has what to eat. So why is he taking a loan? How can you say such a crazy thing? Then why does it say he's taking a loan to be able to eat if the other is giving him what to eat? No, but he doesn't eat any ice cream. I mean, the Adin is not providing enough for his desires. I mean, maybe he's got enough to survive. But I mean, what about the fun stuff in the fridge in the back of the dafyomi? Does he have a right for the hadafah? That's the question. So now the question is, but if that's the case, then why in the world, if he does not need to take this loan, which in the end is going to be paid out of work that we said was going to go to Hegdash, why can't Hegdash say to him, "Listen here, Mr. Eved, it's really interesting. while you were at home and you weren't involved with Hekdesh, so then you didn't need your ice cream. And then you were everything was fine. The Rav was able to give you just enough to get along. All of a sudden you come to Daf Yomi. I mean, all of a sudden they makes you Hekdesh, and now you need ice cream. So why can't you continue to live without ice cream? So Lemele Hekdesh Ad Hash until now Sagilacha below Hadafa. All of a sudden now you need ice cream. Now also Hash Tiskilacha below Hadafa. Answers the Gemara what Rav Barnea Tainet. Hekdesh Gufi Nechale. Hekdesh wants the Evet to be happy, because the more the Evet is in good shape, it's going to fetch a better price. So the more ice cream you eat, the better you can listen to Daf Yomi. So therefore, ki heche de lishpach avde, it's all in the good graces that Hekdesh is necha to such a thing. Ask the Gemara, okay, but how does it work? If the Eved belongs to Hekdesh, and anything that the Eved, in other words, Maisi Adayim belong to Hekdesh, so how can you use those Maisi Adayim to pay back a loan for ice cream? So how does it say, Ose Uporea, he should work and pay it back? What do you mean? He doesn't have anything to pay it back. Every pruta that he makes goes directly to Hekdesh. So he can't use it to pay back a loan if it's Hekdesh's money. Kama Kodesh Le. So every penny goes to Hekdesh. Says the Gemara, that's exactly the point. Every penny goes to Hekdesh. But suppose you pay him back in Grushim. Aha! So now you make your first agura, which is worth less than a penny. Then you take that agura and you put it into the pushka for the loan holder. And that's before Hekdesh, because you can't be magis something less than a shavar pruta. So in the end, when you have 20,000 agurot, you go to the makolet and they throw you out on your head. I mean, and they give you the money. And then that goes directly to this guy. It's actually the other guy is going to have to get the money. Okay. So it's talking about the rizos of pachot b'shavar pruta. Obviously, we could have asked if you're going to do that. So then you might as well just eat pachas b'shavar pruta from the ice cream. What do you have to go to such extreme? First take a loan, eat the ice cream, then go and pay it back by making a collection of agurot. Just eat less than an agurah's worth of ice cream.
Huh?
Oh, that's exactly what the Rishonim answer. It's just not the derech. I mean, you can say, what kind of fun is that? So it's not the derech of using the adafa food in that fashion. By the way, says the Gemara, you may think that we're just putting you off so that you're not able to prove from Rav's case. This was all Rav's case, right? That Oso Eved takes out a loan and plays it back. And because of that, we ran into this whole issue that we're talking about Dafka the ice cream and so on and so forth. And you may think that we're having it on you over here. But the truth is, Achinami Mistavra, you have no choice, even without the question of being Docha Uriah about Osev and Izoncha, there's no choice but to learn that this is exactly what's going on over here. Because if not, you end up with a contradiction in Rav. Because look, there's another mimer of Rav that seems to say the exact opposite. The Omar Rav, HaMagdish Yidei Avdo, which is this case, right? So here it says, Oto HaEved Oseva Ochel. Now that's crazy. A minute ago, we just had Rav's mimer that says, the Eved can only be Lovev Ochel. And here Rav says, no. He doesn't have to be love of ochel. He can use the money and buy food. Which is obviously saying that Rav holds that the Eved is not Hekdesh's because the Rav does not have a right to not give him that food. So it wasn't his to be Magdash, right? So how do you explain this? Oto Eved Oseva Ochel. Because the Elo Avdaf, he's not going to work for himself to get what to eat. Who the heck do you think is going to be working for him? You know, what do you expect him to do? Drop dead? Man palachle. And that means that the Eved, his hands were not given to Hekdesh because the Odin didn't have a right to do it. Now, there's an easy way out. the easy way out is what we just explained. So, yeah, but Bishlama, if you're going to tell me what we just explained is the case, that first case where we talked about lov aviochel is talking about that it's hadafa. So there we're talking about ice cream, but for his main food, it's talking about that he's malal mazonot. The rav is paying for his mazonot. Whereas this case is talking about the Rav is Magdish Yedei, the Eved, where he was not paying for his mizonot. So obviously he didn't have a right to it then. That's all that Rav is saying. It's talking about B'she'inu Ma'alelo, so then Shaper, then it's beautiful. Both things make perfectly good sense. They're talking about the same Yesodot from two different cases. But if you're going to try to tell me that the original case was talking about where he is not giving him his onot, and therefore would indeed prove that Rav holds Yachola Rav Lomar Lavdo, Asemi Veni Zancha. So what do you mean? And if he doesn't work for himself, who will work for him? Who the heck cares who will work for him? Whoever wants to work for him. I said, man the boy. You said we were going to try to find some soft-hearted idiots who even give money to people who ask for protection money to let you daven. So fine, if you're that stupid. So they'll be that stupid, we said. So man the boy nichlefe. El Allah must be, therefore, shmamina, that eno yachol. You cannot say asei mi veni zancha, because otherwise the words, how is he going to make a living? Who is going to take care of him? What do you mean? Who cares? Must be that Rav holds that you cannot tell an Eved, no, go worry about yourself. Shma amina. Indeed, it's clear that Rav holds, ein Rav yochal lomar lavdo asei mi veni zancha. Excellent. Now, is there a machloket, or does Rav's statement represent the halacha lemaisa and final word about this issue? Well, Tashma, obviously not everybody holds this, because the Omer Rabbi Yochanan, hakoteya yedei avdo shel chavero, somebody has caused the eved of his friend to lose his hand. So he cuts off the guy's hand, doesn't matter, b'shogeg, b'beis, whatever the case is. He obviously is chayef to pay the owner of the Eved, because the Eved is owned by this person. It's his mamon. So he pays the Shevet. The Shevet is the price that will make up for the lost work that this Eved can no longer do while he's in the state of being ill. That's as opposed to the difference in value, which is a whole different question, obviously, and pays the medical bills to the owner. And that Eved, during the time that he's not working, is nizon min tzedakah. The Rav doesn't have to give it to him. Now, that proves that Yochola Rav Lamar Sei Mi Veni Zancha. If the Rav hadn't said, Sei Mi Veni Zancha, so then he would have had to give that Shevet money. I mean, that Shevet money obviously is the money that the Eved otherwise would have been making. And if he wasn't getting any food, he would have had a right to use it for himself. So why can't he use it for himself now? Unless, in fact, he doesn't have a right for food. And a Rav is able to say, I'm not giving you food, right? So Shema Mina, Yochel Rav Lomar Levet Asei Mi Veini Zancha. Answers the Gemara once again, the old standby. It's talking about that he is giving him food. B'malala mizonot. I don't understand. So if he's giving him food, why does Rabbi Yochanan say, let him be nizom min tzedakah? You just said he's giving him food. So why is he nizom min tzedakah? Well, it's talking about over here, he's ill, and he needs more ice cream during the time that he's ill. He needs vitamins. He needs all kinds of things as part of his food. What's your problem?
Don't we say in Peah that anyone who has mazon stays to adult?
What's the difference? It's irrelevant. So he needs adafa over here. I knew you were going to ask that. And that the Adain doesn't normally bring him.
What's his blood pressure ice cream?
What's the kasha? So he's Biktani Amuna. No, fine. So poor Evan is Biktani Amuna. We'll put him in jail and Moshe will beat him every day. But meanwhile, what's he going to eat? It says the Gemara, if he needs. If that's the case, it shouldn't have said, Oto Evan Nizon Minatstaka. Nizon means your requirements. Requirements for nourishment. if we're talking about hadafah, let's not fool ourselves into claiming, well, it's Ben and Jerry's, so it's very nourishing. It's nothing to do with nizon. It has to do with mitparnes. And we're always careful to use those words separately. So nizon means your requirements. Mitparnes means cash on hand, right? So it should have said mitparnes minatzdaka miboyle, right? So therefore, we cannot accept that that's the explanation. It's got to be what we thought. That indeed, Rabbi Yochanan holds, Yochol Arav lo malavdo asei imi ve'eni zancha shma mina. That indeed, this is a machlokas Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, and because of that, Rav did not have the final word, and in fact, we paskin la'alocha like Rabbi Yochanan. So when you next pick up an Eved, as you will enjoy Bezrat Hashem, don't think you're going to have to feed them. Send them out to destroy the Ramban. Oh, Mama. Okay, so now you just said that you take Shifto and Refuato. If you own the Eved, the master gets the Shevet and the Refuah. Okay, I understand that the Shifto, I mean, obviously, who is suffering from the loss of the work of the Eved? The Odin. Obviously, you've got to pay the Odin. Nobody else is going to be losing money. Pshita. Well, you're right. It is Pshita. The main point over here is that the Odin also gets the medical payments. Refuato itzrichale. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I was going to ask you. That doesn't even make any sense. What do you mean he gets the medical payments? Is he a doctor? I mean, the whole point of the refuah is that we're supposed to be using the money to fix the Eved. So how can the Odin take the refuah money? There's a refuato should belong to the Eved, the Deyu, to pay the doctors. The Boyitsuyebe, who's going to pay for his health insurance every year? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you what happened, you know. Basically, a normal person, you go through the medical examination, right? And then the court assigns you the value of how much you get for medical expenses. And he did that. Now, the doctors gave him a five-day hospital stay, okay? But Lamaisa, since he is an Eved, the Odin says, do we really need 5 days? I say, well, that's the protocol for this. I understand it's the protocol, but suppose you want to put him through hell and make him suffer, but get him out of here faster. Could you possibly forget about the anesthesia? You know, and then we wouldn't have to worry about the recovery time and so on. Yeah, we could. Okay, says the other. I said, do. Get him out of here in 3 days. I don't care if he suffers. So it's talking about over here that indeed Abdullah Samah Harifa, they use very harsh protocols, and he ends up getting out of the hospital in 3 days. So there, I would have thought, oh, wait a minute. I mean, the pain that you're putting the guy through should belong to him. And not to the Odin, that Sarah Dideu, no? Kamash Malandra, that's what Rabbi Yochanan's point is. That Nezek and Ripui, all of this belongs to the Odin, because the Odin can simply say, look, this is my shore. I can do what I want with my shore. You pay me the same way you would have paid me for damaging my shore. This is my moment. Okay. The last part of the Mishnah was absolutely impossible to understand. Some crazy discussion back and forth about what about Truma, and then the Chachamim say back to Rabbi Meir, well, you know, Truma is only because you own him. That's the point, no? And why are we talking about Truma? I mean, what about a regular case? The whole Mishnah was very ambiguous. So now there's a Braita that explains a little bit more what it says in the Mishnah. Tanya. Amar Rabbi Elazar was part of the group of Chachomim who was arguing with Rabbi Meir. Amar Nulola Meir, we told our good friend Meir, is it not a schus to an Eved that it should be Yotzi B'tachad Rabo L'Cheirut? Why are you saying that we would not apply the halach of Zochin Le'onim Shalom B'fanav here? It's definitely a schus. Rabbi Meir said to us, no, it's not a schus. It's a chov, because, for example, suppose this Eved belonged to a Kohen. Would he not be eating truma? And truma is very easy to get. You don't even have to go and take protection money for truma. You could just go down and collect truma and so on in the Beit Agranot. And what's the problem? So we said to him, to Rabbi Meir, but he's not going to lose anything, because suppose the master would have wanted not to take care of him, Shalazuno, Shalolafarnaso, could he not? And there would be no reason, therefore, to view it as a hefsed. And he said to us, suppose the Eved would run away and not give you an opportunity to give him that get shechrur that would provide a way that you could make sure he wouldn't get any truma. So suppose he ran away. Or an eshet going shomarda al baala. In both of those cases, do we not agree that it does not affect the dinim of truma? So you would still be able to eat truma. So therefore, in this case, if he accepts the get shechrur for him, then he would not be able to eat truma. Avol isha chovula. The woman is a chov because he's passing her from her truma, and he's also being mafsed her from his einas. And of course, this braita does not help clarify things very much. And therefore, the Gemara says, okay, what the heck is this conversation supposed to mean? Micah Omrolay, what are they telling him? What is he telling them? I mean, it's all like must be leaving out half of the stuff here. It doesn't make any sense. So Archie Carmel, Rabbi Meir says to them like this, okay, you're telling me the difference is that after all, he would anyway be able to tell him that you won't have anything to eat. Okay, what if he is in fact Hashivtuni al Mizonot? You gave me a good answer about the Mizonot. What are you going to tell me in the case where the Rav is a Kohen? And how are you going to explain that case where you're mafsid him truma? So why would I have a right to be makabel get shichur for someone, and in the act of being makabel that get shichur, deprive him of all of the access to truma, which is so much easier for him than running around and making a parnasa otherwise? How are you going to explain that case? Matashivinu ala truma. I know what you're going to try to tell me. You're going to try to tell me, well, if the master wanted to be mafsid him truma, all he would have to do is take this get shechrur and throw it into his arba amot, and that would be the nitinava get shechrur, and then he would be mafsid him truma, and he would be pasulei, he would be zorek legito tok arba amot and pasul him from being truma. Then how would you explain the fact that until this guy, who supposedly is a friend, until this guy accepted the get shikra for him, the Eved always had the option of running away so that the master wouldn't find him to be able to throw the get to him within Arba Amot? And if he had run away, Ma'ilu Eved Koin Shabar Achreshit Koin Shabar Dal Ba'ala, do they not continue to eat truma? I mean, therefore, don't tell me that he could pass on them from eating truma. The Eved could always get out of that by running away. Hello, Klim Betruma. And now, because of his so-called friend, his erstwhile friend, he's not going to be able to eat truma. So obviously, it's a bad idea, and it's not a schus for him. Hey, that's a good point, says the Gemara. Yes?
The Baal just mafkir him?
No. But he can, as we'll see in a moment, sell him.
Sell him.
Yeah. That's exactly the answer. Anyway, but we'll see. Let's wait a second. Shapir Carmelo, this is a good point that Rabbi Meir is saying. In that case, would it not be a chov? What would be the answer? Ah, says Rava. That's the point that Rabbi Yaakov is making. The Chachomim say, okay, fine. But Mipneshu Kinyano, if the Eved runs away, the only reason that he can still eat Truma is because he still is Kinyan. So suppose you want to make sure he's not your Kinyan, then you can sell him for one nickel to somebody. You know, go to a Yisrael and say, listen, I got an Eved. Would you like to buy an Eved for a penny? Fine. So he'll buy the Eved, and then he'll passel him from eating Druma wherever he is. He doesn't have to be around for me to be able to make a sale on land. An Eved has a dinner karka. And therefore, there's nothing that he's losing, Taina the Chachomim, because if the Odin wants to get rid of him vis-a-vis Druma, he could just sell him for a penny. Says the Gemara, okay, but I understand. How can Rabbi Meir argue his case specifically about an Eved who's an Eved Kohen? I mean, but what would Rabbi Meir say about the normal case? I mean, clearly Rabbi Meir is not building his entire argument around the question of eating truma. Tanach Eved Kohen. What would Rabbi Meir say in general about an Eved Yisroel? Michael Amemar. Look, Rabbi Meir doesn't want to get into the messy details. Obviously, the real issue is sex, not food. So I'm arguing with you vis-a-vis food on the surface, but my real intent is to point out to you that if you do this Eved a favor and you accept a get shichra for him, he's no longer going to be able to make it out with a shivcha. So what's going to, you're passing him from a shivcha knanit? Says, that's crazy. I mean, on the contrary, you're being matir him to marry a good woman. You know, so now he can marry a bat chorin. So adarabah, hu matirob a bat chorin. And that, says the Gemara's Rabbi Meir's profound insight. An eved wants sex, not dignity. And therefore, with a bat chorin, it's nowhere near as much fun. An Eved loves Hefkerut, right? Because Hefkerut, first of all, is cheap. And cheap sex is always more fun for him. Zilale, it's cheap. Shchichale, she's always around. I mean, it's amazing. So he's in a household with five maids. He can make out with any maid he wants all the time. And what's more, Pritzale. I mean, it's kind of things you can't do with a self-respecting woman, but you can do with a shivcha, you know? And of course he'd rather have that. So if you're going to accept the get shichra for him, you're ruining his life. Who wants freedom when you can have fun? So what this means from the Chachomim Shmaimin Ayochel Rav Lamar Levin Asimi Venizamcha Hachmai Skin and Domalit Seima Asiya Dechla Zonatecha. But then if that's the case, Kavataka be Isha would also be Tima Asiya Daech Mizonotayach. So why not? Isha Amailo. No, it's talking about Bidolo Sipka. So then Eved Nami Bidolo Sapik. Eved the Noam Karsilo Shavya. Who the heck needs him? Lamor Lamarate Lamai Midboy. Toshma. Eved Shigalala Remiklat in Rabu Chayav Lazuna Velod El Shamasiya Davla Rabu Shmamina Yochel Rav Lamala Eved Asemi Veni Zamcha Hakumai Askina and the Omalot Seima Seya Dechal Mizonotecha. Yochi, how could the Maisiya Dayan be Larabo? No, that's talking about Hadafa. Well, obviously, Hadafa Pshita. Mao the Tema Tkima Dechi Letle Lo Yoiv Le Kiit Le Nami Lo Lish Komine Kamash Malan. This conversation, because it says which means, but if in the safe of the same Ari Miklat bright that says that Isha Shigotel Ari Miklat Bala Chayav Mizonotea, it's Mashma the Lo Amarla in the first case. The Iyamarla, Amai Chayav, Umi the safe of the Lo Amarla, the Rechonami the Lo Amarla, Liolam the Amarla. And the Ish is talking about the Lo Safkab, which ain't came by the Eva, that's irrelevant. But it says in the Sefer of the Sefer that im omar latzima seyadach mizonotayich rashai, it's mashma that the reisha of that was the lo omar lot. No, hoki kama. Im misapeket, then, in the case where he said, tzima seyadach mizonotayich rashai, well, obviously, misapeket, maila meimra. Because that's the whole point. Mao de tema. Hello, are you guys there?
Yes.
Ah, because for some reason your camera went off. That Mao, I would have thought that since she's in a place where she doesn't know anybody, that Kol Kvuda Bat Melech Pnima Kamash Malan Lema Kitanoi Rabbi Shimon Megal Bilal Mer Yochol Eved Lomel Rabbi Bishnei Batzoret O Parnaseni O Teili Maase Yadai. I don't know what's going on. Okay, can you see me?
Yes.
Okay. O Teili Maase Yadai Be Parnasati. Where are we? Sorry. Oh, it's in El Chirut. Sorry. The Chachomim Omrim Arashut Biyad Rabo. So my Labok Amifri. Mar Sover Yochol. Umar Sover Alino Yochol. Ah, come on, says the Gemara. Then why would it say this Lashon Parnasenu? It's in El Chirut. It should say Vod, what's nafkamino when it is bishne batzorah normally? Elochma eskin and normally say baseya dechalam bezonotecho bishne batzorah lo sipek. Rav Shimon Gamliel says you could actually ask for get chirut. Why? Because that way he'll say people will have mercy on me and I'll have what to eat. Otherwise I'm going to die. So because of that, Gozulina Shemarachman alay the rabbanon say, listen. If a guy's got a soft heart, so man the merachem lechori is going to be merachem and avodim also. Toshma di amarav amakdash day avdo to evad lo vevo chel veo seo porea. So how's that possible? Shma min yochel rav lomar levan asim mi veni zon chanoch meskinu ma'alelo mezonot. What? If it's ma'alelo mezonot, why is he taking out a loan to eat? Lo vevo chel. Yes, la hadafa. What kind of hadafa? Leimeli hegdash. Ad hashta. You could continue on that way. Hashtanami, tizgelecha below adafa. Hegdash gufa nechile. Kehecha delishbach avde. Now you said he's oseo porea. How could he be oseo porea if every penny belongs to Hegdash? Kama kama kodishle. Hot's talking about his porea with less than a penny. Pokos pokos bishofer prutachanam is tavra. The omarava magishi de avdo to evad oseo keo. The lo avdo man polakle. See, amrit bishlema hakba maala vena yokova besheno maala shapir. But if you're going to tell me, yale yamrit hak besheno maala vyokola rav lomar, so then, how could you say the words Elo of the Mont Palakle? Who cares? Mandaboy, Niflache. Elalav Shmamina, Enayoko Shmamina. Toshma the Omer Rabbi Yochanan Akotea Yede after Shokaviro, not ten shift over for Atularabo. Voto, Eved is on Minat Zdaka. Shmamina, Yokola Ravla Malevada, same even is on Ka. No, maybe it's talking about Mamalelo Mizonot. So then why would it be Nizon Menat Zdaka if he has what to eat? No, Nizon Menat Zdaka means La Hadafa. See, then why does it use the word Nizon Menat Zdaka? It should say Mit Parnes Mi Boile. Elalav Shmamino Yochola Rav Lomar Laevdo Shmamino. So it's a machlok is Rabbi Yochanan Rav. Omar Mar, no tein shiftor fuatola rabbo. Shifto is pshita. It is pshita. The whole Kiddush is refuato. Yeah, but refuato is wrong. Refuato should belong to him because, after all, he needs the refuah. But it's suyabe. Lo tzricha de'amdu lechamisha yumi. V'yovel le'sama charifa yitzibet lata yumi. Samar detem etzaredi dehu kamash milan. That it's not. Tanya. Omar Rabbi Alaza. Amar nulo to our friend Meir. Halo zechutu le'evet shiotzibitachas rad rabba lecherut. Amar lono. No, zechovu lo. Because look, let's see if it's an evet kohen, he would pass on from a truma. Amar nulo. And what if he didn't want to be Maizinim at all, not to be Mefarnesim, who would be Rashai? Amar Lanu, and if he's an Evet Kohen, and he would run away, and an Eshes Kohen, Shemorda, Bala, wouldn't they be Yochlan Betruma, and this guy can't be Yochlan? So an Isha Tzachovu, Lashke Paslam, and a Truma, and Bafsin Min Amazonas. So what the heck is this all about? Ma'akam Relay, Ma'akam Adilu. So here is how it's going. He says to them, okay, fine. What are you going to answer me about Truma? I know what you're going to try to answer me. You're going to try to say, look, the guy always has an option. He boys work like Gito Posele, Shavik Levi Orik. The Ozili Almani won't be able to posel him, you know? So, is it not true that even if he ran away and Evet Kohen, Shabar, Ganesh's Kohen, Shamar, Dabala, wouldn't they continue to eat Petruma? And now, because you accepted the Get Shikrur, this poor guy can't eat anymore. Vizeno Ochel. That's a good point. Shapir Carmelo. Amar Rava, that's exactly what the answer was. Look, the only reason he's eating Betruma is because the guy owns him, okay? You could always change that fact by taking a penny from somebody and selling the Eved to a Yisrael, and then again he would be possible from eating Truma. So basically, it's all in the hands of the Odin anyway. So he would possibly call Echad to eat it. But Lamaisa, what does Rabbi Meir really hold? I mean, Rabbi Meir can't be making an argument from Truma to the entire din of Evet. So Tenach Evet Kohen. And what would you say about Evet Yisrael? Obviously, there's got to be an explanation. Michael Amema. Om Rav Shua Bar Rav Yitzchak, the truth is, Rabbi Meir is saying, look, you're always being mafsid and Evet from a Shivcha Knanit. What kind of argument is that, Adarabba? He's being matiro bebat chorin. Yeah, but that's nothing good for a poor Eved. An Eved loves Hefkerut. It's so zilale, it's so shchichale, it's so pritzale. And you're going to make this guy lead a life of a yeshiva book? Are you crazy? Very good. Gentlemen, I'm hanging up and reconnecting because I can't see you. There you go. Lovely. Wonderful. Don't know what happened. Sometimes it cuts out for a moment. I see that my camera is stuck.
They're both stuck.
Oh, they're both stuck. Forget it. There goes Skype. Shalom, Skype. Idiots. God. Okay, Shabbat Shalom, everybody. I still can't see you, but hopefully we'll see you Mitzray Shabbos. I'll see you on Shabbos, Mitzray Shem. Kol Tov.